Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, Democrat Katie Hobbs will be the next governor of Arizona. NBC News and others made the prediction Monday night as more votes rolled in from that race, which had become one of the nation's most closely watched contests. Hobbs, the current Secretary of State, running against Republican Kerry Lake. Two, firearm deer hunting season in Michigan begins today. Runs for the next 2 weeks. Hunting contributes about $2 billion to the state's economy, but fewer are taking to the woods to try to get a deer than before. Officials say the number of hunters is down 250,000 people in the past generation. That's made deer population control a little more difficult. And number three, former President Trump is expected to launch his 2024 presidential campaign tonight from Florida. President teased a potential campaign announcement at several rallies in the final weeks of the midterm elections, honed in on the November 15th date last week. Longtime Trump aide Jason Miller says it will be a professional, buttoned-up announcement later on tonight. That's where we start hour one of the Steve Gruber Show this Tuesday, November 15th. Thanks so much for joining us all across the state of Michigan. Glad to be with you today. I'm also with you tomorrow before Steve is back on Thursday as we roll toward the end of the year. It is coming so quickly. It seems like last year we were buying Christmas gifts, and in fact it was last year, but it seems like it was last week. Thanksgiving coming up too, talking to my parents last night, making plans to visit a couple weeks, but it's more like next week at this point. My goodness. But I'm glad to be here once again and have a lot to discuss today. We'll talk with Dean Clancy in hour one about Obamacare premiums, out-of-pocket costs still rising, contributing to inflation. Hour two brings Phil Wegman, White House reporter for Real Clear News. Christian Schneider writes in a couple of places, including National Review. Have we seen the end of Beto O'Rourke and Stacey Abrams? We'll talk with him about that. Hour three, Kaylee McGee-White from the Washington Examiner. And also Ryan Mills from National Review. He has a big piece on the recipe for Republican landslide in Florida. What happened in Florida that was different than most of the rest of the country? How did Ron DeSantis and other Florida Republicans do it? We'll talk with Ryan Mills coming up in hour three about that. For introduction, well, always new listeners around here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'm Scott Bertram. I'm down here at Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, south central Michigan. You go to the Indiana-Ohio border, go north 15 miles. There we are. Not close to anything in particular, but the college is here, so, you know, kind of have to be here in town. I'm the general manager of the award-winning student radio station here at Hillsdale College and also a lecturer in journalism. You hear me filling in here on the Steve Gruber Show often when Steve is unavailable. I also host on many of these fine stations on the weekend, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Find it there or in podcast form. I host the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast. I host another show called Political Beats for National Review and also for us over at patreon.com/politicalbeats. There you get little extras and bonus features. We talk with people in and around the world of politics about nothing political whatsoever, but only about our guest's favorite band or musical artist, then take a deep dive, a walk through that artist's catalog. 120 or so episodes. We just did a fantastic episode on Otis Redding. That one's available now. Two-parter on Willie Nelson in the near past. Check that out at Political Beats. And I write places too, Federalist and American Spectator and National Review and elsewhere. I might have something coming out this week, next week. I have to figure out how to finish it first. I don't know how many of you write out there, but I've got the whole thing done, except I don't know how to finish it. So perhaps later on tonight I'll knock it out, and that'll be published somewhere soon. But always pleased and proud to be asked to fill in for Steve here on the program and hope to fill his shoes nicely in the time he is away. There's a whole lot to talk about today. It's my first opportunity to talk with you since the Tuesday election results. We had a big party here at the college. My students did an election night coverage live here on campus, invited students and faculty by, and they did a fantastic job. There's pictures on our website if you care to check them out. But while everyone enjoyed themselves, It's a fun night. You know, the adrenaline flows when you're up till past midnight broadcasting. No one was all that pleased with the results. And it was a bit of a head fake because throughout the day we heard how well things were going in Florida. That turned out to be true. But essentially everywhere else ended up having some big problems. And so now the effort begins to figure out why and how and what do you do to fix it and change things around in 2024. This is a big, big deal in virtually every place you look. Yes, Republicans look like they'll take the House, but it will be a razor-thin margin, perhaps 4, 5, maybe 6-vote margin. That's not a lot when you have to keep a caucus together. That's not a lot when you deal with perhaps retirements or unforeseen circumstances or people missing votes. It's a very slim majority, far fewer than what people expected. The Senate, in a best-case scenario now, stays 50-50. And we should point out, that's a big deal, the difference between 50-50 and 51-49 in terms of a number of things, including chairmanships and committee positions, and the fact that at 50-50, you need one of Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema to perhaps derail a Democratic proposal. So that Georgia race between Herschel Walker and Senator Warnock is still a big, big deal, and attention should be paid and effort should be made to win that race, because 50-50 is a lot better than 51-49. There's no doubt about that. But that, too, is far from where people thought we'd be. Could we have 53 senators, 54 senators? Could the door be open in 2024 to have a 60-vote majority in the Senate? Well, not anymore. It's not. 2024 still looks good on paper on the map, but so did 2022. Things should not go our way. And then we look across Michigan. Now, I come from Illinois, many of you know. I was born and raised in Illinois, spent my whole life there until moving here to Michigan in 2016, beginning of 2016. And I apologize for bringing Illinois-style politics with me, apparently, to Michigan. Illinois is a Democrat-run, Democrat-owned state, top to bottom, veto-proof majorities in the House and Senate. We don't have that here in Michigan yet. But you look at what happened on last Tuesday, 1 week ago, Governor Whitmer wins re-election. Democrats flip the House. Democrats flip the Senate. Democrats win the contested congressional races, almost all of them that were seen to be close. Democrats also win in the proposition fights. Prop 3, ridiculous. We'll talk more about that later on today and actually tomorrow on the program too. Prop 2 as well, Pat. Top to bottom, where is the good news? Because I can't find... John James won. All right. There you go. That's about it. So you can be upset. You can be in a rage, as Ted Cruz is. We'll hear from him in just a little bit. But at the end of the day, you go back to work. You figure out how to fix things. And you figure out how to win. And you figure out how to go back at it in 2024. We'll talk a lot about that today, tomorrow, as I fill in here on the program. Scott Bertram in for Steve Gruber. This, the Tuesday edition of the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
We will not